So Act Three begins. They did finally make it to the opera. They're very excited.
And Jean is more interested in the snacks than the
Yeah, of
performance.
course, because she's not a big opera fan. Uh-oh. They don't have their tickets.
Of course, the perfect end.
This was based on a friend of mine who went on a had it was actually a blind date to the Greek theater,
That's
and the
a
guy
good.
didn't have tickets. He had not bought tickets ahead of time, and they had to sit outside and listen to the concert.
Thank goodness it
I
was an
don't think there was a
amphitheater.
second date. Yeah. So the sexual tension there is broken by Jean checking in.
Of course, Chris is not
Junior
about to
really
tell
has
her
to
that.
go. Yeah, she's not gonna, of course. Yeah, it's
A,
what.
she's not going to say Matt's not here.
Yep.
And B, she's certainly not going to say, oh, and Junior is.
So everything's under control, more or less, except for her hormones.
These two have such great
They're so
chemistry.
great.
Nana and Ari. They have so much fun with this material. You're very inspired to write it for them. Very sparkling.
And in an earlier version of this, he had been to this particular amp. It was going to be an amphitheater, and he had been there many times. But we had to adjust that. That, by the way, everything. I love it. I love opera. Everything but the singing was something that my father used
Oh.
to say. But this scene in particular, we have to give credit where credit is due, and Ari and Nana really worked hard on this, and there was some
Dialogue adjustment,
dialogue
working with the
adjustments
actors.
and improvs. And they are opera fans, so that helped as well.
Well, his intention when he's speaking now about what it means to express such passionate emotions is such a great
And
metaphor for.
it's for their whole
Yeah.
relationship. Yeah.
And
Because.
then, and the dangerous liaisons theme about he's a little dangerous for.
Yes. And Pagliacci, the opera that we picked, of course, Dangerous Liaisons. It's about murder and infidelity.
Boy, we just really
First
slipped it all
infidelity,
in there.
then murder.
Murder.
So Rebecca's getting a little pissed off
Impatient.
about what's happening there. There's the band, Antsy. But we know where they are.
And I think that thunder and lightning is not just in the sky.
We're inside Chris's trailer here, which really is the inside of an Airstream.
And so
I used
very
to think that they
tight.
must like have like a half of one of these and they would
Yes.
film, but no, it really is the inside of an
And this is
Airstream.
very tricky for a director to shoot. And
Yes.
B. May did a terrific
Now,
job.
this is a good moment to talk about the fact that when Lauren and I originally envisioned this scene, it went the way that it goes here. But we were told
They
no.
can't have
They
sex.
can't sleep together. So, we'll see what happens. So, he is narrating the opera, which worked out really well. We thought this might be like in the attic of the opera house or in an alley behind it, but I love that fountain there.
Yeah, Gary Goodman, the
That was the
producer, found a beautiful location, and Bradford May called and said that the light, they got the light just at the right
And our
moment.
sound people worked really hard to sync this up, so the moment he's describing is this exact moment in Pagliacci, which is the play within the play.
Up.
So yeah,
So this was a reshoot, and we're actually seeing this for the first time.
yeah.
And they definitely stepped it up a notch here.
They used to just fall asleep next to each other without anything
Fully
happening.
clothed.
So, yep.
This is a lot different.
Yeah, So it looks like
I wonder if that's going to make it past the censor.
We're not sure. So meanwhile, Wildfire is very restless.
And that's another dangerous liaison we've got.
Mm-hmm. Because Wildfire is neighing for Belladonna, who is that very nasty horse.
Now Matt's all excited about his score with
he
his
can't
horse.
Wait. He's talking to Danny's voicemail. Yep, except when Matt reaches in to pet him, of course he has to get through the 7 layers of window in the horse trailer. But what happens? Uh-oh.
There's no white blaze on that horse, is there?
Only one that is made of shoe polish. Now, this kind of thing used to happen all the time.
They don't call them horse traders, right?
Horse traders, exactly.
Woo!
Yeah!
Little skin there. And Wildfire is picking up on that.
This particular
energy.
Actor horse is Finder, who is trained to do that. He can
opens the stall.
He can open the stall.
I love that.